This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.
Well, I hope this latest Senate inquiry into wind farms is taking note of this. The German Medical Assembly, which is a gathering described as the German medical profession's parliament, has called on German leaders to halt further wind farm developments near housing until more research has been carried out into the health effects of low-frequency noise. The issue was debated at a meeting of the Assembly in Frankfurt on Friday, was referred to the Executive Board of the German Medical Association for further action. The Assembly concluded there are no reliable independent studies into the effects of low-frequency noise below the threshold of hearing, and argued that the health effects from low-frequency noise and so-called infrasound generated by wind turbines was still an open question. It said the construction of turbines close to residential housing should be stopped until there's reliable data excluding health concerns. Now, I'm not sure about the Assembly's claim that there are no reliable independent studies. The acoustics expert Stephen Cooper released a report in January here outlining research he conducted on residents living near wind turbines at Cape Bridgewater in Victoria. That research found many of these people suffered extremely severe health complaints caused by low-frequency noise generated by wind turbines. Perhaps the German Medical Assembly hasn't caught up with Stephen Cooper's research yet, but it's certainly right about one thing. There should be no wind farms anywhere near residential housing. Former Premier of Victoria Dennis Napthine, take note.
This podcast, thanks to Squirrel Super. No kickbacks and no commissions. Self-managed super is easy with squirrelsuper.com.au.